Hachette Audio presents Device Free Weekend. Written by Sean Doolittle. Read by Zach Weber. Dedication. For David Hale Smith, champion and friend. The Pleasure of Your Company. Chapter 1. It hadn't occurred to Stephen Rawlins that buying an island was something that anybody, even your old college roommate, could go out and do. Beau and Lainey said, sure, why not? It's just real estate. There were websites. Will and Perry claimed to know a couple who'd bought their own ghost town, and those people weren't even all that wealthy. Not Ryan Cloverhill wealthy, certainly. Not cover of Time magazine people, just regular ones. If he was honest, Stephen supposed he'd never quite fully grasped, even after all these years, that Ryan was cover of Time, own your own island people. This was the same Ryan Cloverhill who'd mistakenly filled their apartment dishwasher with regular Dawn and flooded the kitchenette with suds. But that was a long time ago. Ryan Cloverhill. Their Ryan Cloverhill, golfed with presidents now. And he'd invited them all for Labor Day weekend. Beau and Lainey, known internally as Blaney. Will and Perry, known as Will and Perry. Emma, of course. And Stephen, who'd spent the last month gravitating between opposing poles of delight and terror. He loved them all, his oldest and dearest friends. But when had they last spent any real time together in person, in the same place, all seven of them? A decade ago? Closer to two. Would they survive?
It's a fair question, Will said on the phone. But worth the risk.
Perry agreed.
Get your ass on that plane, Raleigh. The pleasure of your company is cordially required.
Blaney, predictably, seemed fixated on the numbers.
What did Will and Perry get?
A 4 and a 5, Stephen told them. I don't remember who got which.
Huh,
Beau said.
We got 3 and 6.
I got 3, Lainey joked from the other line. You got 6.
They'd been referring to their invitations, delivered earlier that week by private courier.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?